It's Marketplace Tech for February 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. General Electric, the massive company that makes jet engines and many other products for industry and homes, says it's making changes to its light bulbs. This year, GE is phasing out production and sales of its so-called compact fluorescent or CFL bulbs. It'll replace them in the pipeline with halogen incandescents and LED bulbs. What does this mean for you and me? We decided to ask Lindsay Turrentine, our friend and editor-in-chief at CNET.com.
It probably means that you're going to end up buying an LED bulb.
Okay. Right?
An LED bulb is a bulb that's made with little LEDs. They're incredibly efficient. So if you want to compare them, you know, a 60-watt equivalent LED light to the incandescent bulbs that you used to have,
yeah,
probably costs you about a seventh as much over the course of a year.
But Lindsay, you know I come from Brooklyn where the incandescent is. That's where all about the incandescent in Brooklyn. So... are the LED light bulbs getting a little bit better at making us pretty, maybe?
Yeah, well, there are actually some LED bulbs that now look like those really fancy filament, you know, old-timey
yeah.
bulbs. You can find those.
Okay.
They're a little bit expensive.
Hipster bulbs.
In general, LEDs can be positioned in all different directions, so you're looking at lots of different shapes when you go shopping for these bulbs, and you also have to know a couple of different numbers. Because instead of choosing by wattage like you used to, you need to choose by lumens, which is how much light these bulbs actually put out. So you kind of have to think about, like, if I want something that's kind of the same as the amount of light that comes from a 60-watt bulb, you want something with at least 800 lumens. And you also need to know about color temperature.
What? My
Kelvin.
Gosh.
That's the scale.
Kelvin.
Of color temperature.
Oh, so man.
If you want a warm LED bulb, you gotta go down to like the 2700s. That's be kind of a yellowy color.
Yellowy. Okay.
And if you go all the way up to about 5,000 kelvins, that's kind of a bluey light. So knowing those two numbers, lumens and the Kelvin scale, is going to help you shop for an LED, but that LED is going to last you probably 5 to 10 years. So it's kind of an investment.
Oh, man. Good luck to us all. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
While we're talking the replacement of old technology with new, Apple is changing its trade-in program called Apple Store Reuse and Recycle. You could always trade in your iPhone as long as it didn't have cracks or other defects. Apple's newly tweaked program allows for damaged 5S, 6, and 6 Plus iPhones to be traded in. What do you get in return? $50, $200, or $250 of credit towards a new iPhone, of course. He's pushed for net neutrality. He has pushed for consumer ability to unlock smartphones from carriers. Now, Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler is pushing for something kind of unusual sounding, more competition in the set-top box industry, as in the line item in your cable bill that corresponds to a box that sits near your television and makes sure you have 14 different remotes that you'll never find. Cable companies are not happy about this proposal. They say there isn't a need and that Wheeler's helping newer companies, think Alphabet and TiVo, profit off of technology and infrastructure the legacy companies built. The proposal is up for a vote in 10 days. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, thanks for talking with us.
Ben, great to be with you.
So the idea that people should have more choice in buying their own set-top boxes for distributing cable was mandated, a couple decades ago? Why haven't we seen people making those choices more?
Well, the difficulty was, I think, twofold. One was that it was the cable industry that controlled the standard, and they came up with a closed standard rather than the kind of open standard that you have for Wi-Fi and things like this. And secondly, technology has changed in the last 20 years, and we've moved to an environment that makes it more possible to do it now.
This is about cost as well?
The cost impact is going to be on consumers, where consumers are now paying about $230 or so on average to rent a box from their cable company. And, you know, this is like AT&T used to make us do back in the old days, where you had to rent a telephone from them, and the FCC opened that up. And now the question is, why don't we unlock the cable box and have the same kind of benefits of lower costs and increased innovation?
Cable companies say they've built the infrastructure and technology that most consumers use, and that they deserve the data that they have built the way for us to get a lot of this content, and that new companies didn't have to build it. What would you say to that?
Well, the cable operators are paid for the product that they deliver on a monthly basis for consumers. And the question is, should the consumer also have to pay for a box that qualifies them to pay for the content? Or should they have a choice in that? And the reality is that that issue has been resolved by law. Because in 1996, Congress said the FCC shall, not may, not think, should think about, but the FCC shall have a situation where consumers have choices as to what kind of navigation devices they want to use on their cable system.
After you get this done, assuming you do, what's next on your list?
That's the right question to ask, but probably the wrong place to answer it. I will tell you that, you know, I'm going to be here through the end of President Obama's term, and we intend to run through the tape.
Okay. Tom Wheeler, he's the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Tom, thank you very much.
Ben, thanks a lot. Enjoyed it.
One more note on video. Google's new pay-for-video service, YouTube Red, charges a monthly $10 subscription for easy access to stream videos without advertising. Starting Wednesday, YouTube Red will also have this.
What up, bros? This is PewDiePie. Scare PewDiePie is going to be me getting put into live horror games.
Power user PewDiePie there from the trailer for his new horror-themed YouTube show, one of the first examples of YouTube Red's original content. Netflix, Amazon, watch your back. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.